Blog Talk Radio.
Real Something Stark Radio with your host DJ JNOG on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. Give everything you need to proceed in this crazy illusion that we call the world. What's going on, people? I want to send a shout out to all my international listeners and all my Caribbean listeners, as well as international listeners. And, you know, make sure I get that out of the way first, because I don't think I've been doing it enough. So everybody that's outside of the United States, I want to send a shout out to all of y'all. I want to say peace to the gods, peace to the goddesses known and unknown, peace to your ancestors, and peace to my ancestors known and unknown as well. All right, Ashe. Hope you've been having a good week so far. If not, hopefully this podcast will make it a little more better. Before I get today's show, I want to send a shout out to one of our guys that's made the transition. Pretty sure y'all heard of it. Chazwick Boseman. He was 43 years old. He died of colon cancer. I want to send a shout out to him. Big time actor, man. You know, he did a couple of movies, great movies. That was great for us. Black Panther. As well as James Brown, Thurgood Marshall, and a lot of other things. I think the last thing I seen him in was the Netflix film Five Bloods. So, yeah, so my condolences to his family. But yeah, no doubt I'm dedicate this show today to him. Before I get into everything else, I want to say something also about this. People that know about it, Hurricane Laura. Everybody should have a clue about that. I came across this one post that I wanted to read to y'all. It says Hurricane Laura damaged a statue of a Confederate soldier in Lake Charles, Louisiana, just 2 weeks after local officials had voted to keep it. For months, anti-racism protesters have called for the removal of the 105-year-old statue, which many say celebrates a slavery era of the South. Dozens of Confederate and colonialists statues across the U.S. and abroad have been removed as a result of ongoing racial justice protests in wake of continuous state and the police violence against Black Americans. Y'all can go Y'all can go to nowthis.com, and y'all can see a picture and read that article a little bit more in depth for yourself. Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting that the hurricane actually knocked down the statue that people have been wanting to get knocked down. Ain't that something? I always say that one of our great ones that recently, I ain't say recently, but passed was Marcus Garvey, and he said that, you know, don't look for me in your thoughts, look for me in your wind. In other words, he was going to come back as like a wind form. And I got this book I want to read something out of as well. It's called The Healer's Handbook. You can go to Google. It costs only $1.99, The Healer's Handbook, and you'll see it. In chapter 5 of this book, it says, it's the dynamics of thought. Here's a quote. Lack of ease in thoughts causes disease. When we awake into thought too. There is no such state as awakening without thought. The essential, original, and basic thought on awakening is I am or I exist. Then we recollect our other thoughts relating to one's own name, place, and related thoughts. Subsequent thoughts have their basis in original thought, which exists as a belief that I am. It may be horrifying and brain-shaking if I say that the thought I exist is only a belief, but it is true, brutally true. This is the basic thought upon which all is subsequently built around. It is the nucleus. The nucleus is symbolically presented as a dot within a circle. The emergence of a point is like an awakening within that circle. So to the being, the original continues to be during the triangular activity of awakening, thinking, and doing. He is constant while the three acts with him as the basics. With his being, there is neither awakening nor thinking or acting. This state is symbolically presented as a triangle. At the top of the triangle, yeah, I've seen one before, I'm pretty sure, is an awakening. On the left side of the triangle at the bottom is thought, and on the right side of the triangle is action. When a thought surrounds his being, only one thought circumscribing around his existence remains. That means other secondary thoughts cease to be, while the original thought remains. When the original thought too disappears, there is no more localized existence. It is the existence pure with no second to observe. It is a solitary state of existence without localization. It is a state of permitting existence like the electricity of the atmosphere. The localized state is the electrical descent into an apparatus. Okay? Read this last part. From ancient most times, these four states of being are recognized by the seers. They realize that the all-permeating being, one, localizes as individual beings, two, the individual beings activate the form into which they descend through thought, three, and the thoughts propel the beings into action. Four, as the beings awaken and realizes his or her own existence as I am or I exist, the next thought to this original thought is, what am I to do? This leads to the This leads to doing and natural. This leads to doing things in a natural way. I'm gonna stop right there. There's more on that. Y'all can go and check that out for yourself. I'm gonna go and bring my brother on right quick. Hold on a second.
What's up, brother?
What's going down with it, bro? Yeah, I was just giving the people, you know, a little bit of knowledge. But since you're here now, we're going to jump into today's show. The science of negative influences. Now, I had a couple of questions that was presented to me through email, and I'm going to read one of them. Give me a second. One says, how can you block negative how can you block negative influences from your thought? And I'll let you go with that first. How can you block negative influences from your thoughts?
Okay, well, I can use the example. I always tell you, you know how, like, I say that my thought processes have snipers. Like snipers, like sniper rifle snipers, sniper shooters. And every bad thought gets sniped. They get whacked in mob terms. And it's really a purging process, especially something you're used to. It's something like it takes a higher level, a higher degree of motivation or discipline, whatever you want to call it. A high motivation of it to seek and finally come to the end goal. And it's not an overnight thing, especially if you grew up with it and you constantly see it. It's something you have to discipline yourself or motivate yourself to get away from in all aspects of it, whether it be a TV show, whether it be friends or family. It's something that you really need some alone time for, and it takes a lot of dedication, especially coming from somebody who didn't grow up in that environment, you know. So it all depends on that person's belief and that person's motivation to believe that there will be something greater if they put forth this motivation, and more better opportunities will come to them. It's all about what that person sees as the end goal of all of this, whoever has it.
No doubt. Cool. My response to that is basically everything you said. I definitely agree. I'm going to add on a little bit to it. Then we get into our first break of the day. Basically, your thoughts dictate who you are. I'm going to say that again. Basically, your thoughts dictate who you are. So if you have low vibratory thoughts, then you're probably a low person. And what I mean by a low person, I don't mean you're a poor person. I mean you're just low in energy. You're low in thoughts. Like all your... You don't think highly of anything. You think lowly of everything. Oh, yeah, we definitely going to break this down. Take our first break of the day. Get into the vibe and the music of today. We'll be right back after this. Real Soul Music Talk Radio.
You've been missing. guess.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Spiritual warfare is you not allowing your mind to drift into places where you feel vulnerable. The secret is that the mind, once taken over, begins to control the body. It is what that person believes and what the will then converts that belief to. So you have to make sure that whatever it is, you see, I was taught during the time that I was doing the work in that particular field that if you make a big deal out of something that's natural, then it becomes something that ends up controlling you. Like if you got to go over to the refrigerator and get yourself a glass of water, and you drink the water down, all right, and you all of a sudden your thirst went away. Is that a big deal for you to, you know, say, oh my God, yes, my thirst went away? Well, when you're doing magic and when you're dealing with higher spiritual principles, these should not be something that overly fascinates. Because once you've done that, then it becomes something separate from you. And you don't know that because once it becomes something separate from you, you can't really control it. So spiritual work and people who have high empathic and sensitivity and higher sensitivity and in touchness, so to speak, that should be something that's natural, like breathing. And it shouldn't be something that, and something that actually at that level tells you what it needs to do or you need to do. Because we then look for outside sources to give us relevance and to give us symmetry to an inner experience. Some people may tell you what it is you need to do because they've had similar type experience, but nobody has your experience spiritually. They may have the interpretation of it differently, but nobody really has the same experience as you. And the uniqueness is what makes us who we are. And that the uniqueness interface with other uniquenesses, so to speak, that's what makes us who we are. That's the chain. That's the link. That's the empathic nexus that joins us together. But again, you should not make too much of a big deal over something that is spiritually natural. Because then it becomes something separate from you. It becomes something that you seek. It almost becomes like a drug that you look for. And then everything in your mind is about that. When it comes, it comes. You nurture it. You say it, oh, okay, I just had a vision. Yeah, what was that? Okay, all right. Okay, then you clock it down here. Instead of, oh my God, I just know. When that happens, it separates you. And I don't know if you can understand what I mean at this point. But having done that, if it becomes too much of a thing and it's elaborated to the point where it looks like it's, you know, something other than what it's supposed to be, it becomes something other than what it's supposed to be. Natural.
All right, Real Soul Music Arc Radio, we're back. Bring my brother back on the line right quick. Going down with it, bro. You got something you want to say on talk of the day? Chilling.
Well, I mean, what he said was basically spot on. I mean, that's why we have natural and artificial stuff. I mean, we just... As far as, you know, humanity goes, we lose sight of natural because we lose our patience. And it's a lot of things that stimulate that brain and a lot of things that's going on right now that really affects our rational thinking, our reasoning, and stuff like that. And so it leaves us to reason with things that may be a result of our demise, that may be a result of our destruction. because we reason with them, not by, just looking for the good intention in it, but to me, whenever a person reasons, at that moment, they feel it's not right. I think that everyone has that, and they feel that it's not right, but they don't know anything else. So they don't go by the natural way of knowing that things are right or wrong whenever you get that feeling inside of you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
They bygard that. And it may be, little destruction or fatal, depending on the degree of it and stuff. So, yeah, I agree with him.
Yeah. Now, to follow up on the second question that I had, how can we train ourselves to reflect negative thinking? How can we train ourselves to reflect negative thinking? I'll let you go first.
The thing I see is as we all know the past more than what, the average person knows his past rather than the future. And so to reflect on the past and the present while those past events have already occurred, that person has the opportunity to analyze and to come with a plan to handle things better if one so chooses to reflect on their past in that way, other than reflecting on it, energizing it more. And, I'm not saying to give your past energy, because history repeats itself, and they say that for a reason. It's simply because of our thoughts. And I always say at the end of every show, energy follows thought. So focus, focus your thoughts on what you want more of. Many people don't take it that way whenever they reflect on the past, which is what, everybody knows, everybody. I mean, besides, people who awaken those other senses that, that can get premonitions and that can, really focus more on the future. But they all have one thing in common. They reflected on their past first. They just took it to a high degree, and they were aware not to give the unfavorable things of the past any energy, unnecessary energy, and for it to affect them in a way that bring about those same circumstances in the present or the future that they not seeing. I think of past, present, future as one eternal thing. And so because everybody's going to reflect on the past because it's something that happened in the past. It's something that they know that happened, regardless of what it is. So, just talking about if it's something bad that they did or something they consider, immoral, but they did it anyway, stuff like that. It's a lot to that. And when people get used to doing that, it's hard for them to go back to the natural state, like he was saying. Like, that kind of thing is like as far as stealing stuff from stores, like little minor things, or even murder, it's something that it's artificial to you go against the natural way of life so much, murder is the ultimate. It's just the ultimate thing. Taking somebody's life, it's the ultimate. That's why I was talking about, stealing or something like that. It's artificially made. I mean, just like they make these movies, and I'm sure that nobody knew about stealing until they saw somebody else do it, and they did it, and, you know, in their past, or they, and they started to do it in their present. You know, it's, you know, it's, you know, it come from everywhere, but it's all about that person's frequency, whether they know it or not, their energy, their thoughts that lead them to every TV show, every event, every this, every that, and they have the opportunity and free will to take action on it or not. So that's it.
No doubt. To close out today's show, appreciate that, brother. Great soliloquy. No doubt. To piggyback off of that, just add this here to y'all, to the listeners. The reason why I wanted to pick the topic of science of negative influences, my brother touched on it as well, is because you got to think about, and you got to realize, and you got to recognize exactly what you, what are you paying attention to every day. Now, nobody ever thinks about that term, pay attention. You can give something attention without paying it, and you can pay for the that same attention. Now, why do I say that? I say that because we should get to a point where we're not paying attention. We should get to a point where something gets our attention. The big difference within that. Now, people are here in America. They're like truly like into negative attention. Like, people don't want to care about, like, I was reading something to you the other day about that particular species that they just found that existed before the dinosaurs. 150 million years ago. That's not really like something that people really want to care about. No, they want to care about Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion doing this WAP video. So they want to talk about that because that's like mainstream. They're into that. So what I'm saying is, in a short way of saying it, you got to change up your focus. Your focus influences the thoughts that you have. So, if you focus on negative thoughts, or I put it like this, if you focus on negative things, you're going to have negative thoughts. So start focusing on positive things. And I promise you, later on, with work, you're going to have positive thoughts. You're going to start thinking totally different than you used to think. That's no doubt. On that note, brother, we're going to go ahead and sign out. This is Real Soul Music Talk Radio, just out of time. And I appreciate you calling in, brother. And we're going to sign out. You got any last word for the people?
What I always say, energy follows thought. So focus. So focus your energy on what you want more of. If you want more of Cardi B, then that's your choice. Or more of Megan Thee Stallion, that's your choice. You want more of, you know, more constructive, positive stuff, that's your choice. But don't be mad if, you know, you don't get, you know, exactly, you know, you get the raw end of the deal on the spiritual scale, on the spiritual side of things and stuff that goes on in your life. So just don't be mad because energy follows thought.
There we go. And on that note, I appreciate y'all listening in. Those who will download it, the podcast, y'all check out the links. Y'all already know what it is. Real Soul Music Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG and Trippy T, man. And without any further ado, we out. Peace.
Peace.